All right, rockers and metalheads, this is DJ Rem, Quoth the Raven, and I'm live with the band Stealth Attack from Italy. How are you guys doing?
Hi, hello everyone. I'm Ivan Lattanzi, the singer of Stealth, and the band was founded in 1997, so it's more than 20 years we are doing some music.
That's awesome.
And apart from me, there is Daniele, bass guitar, Lorenzo, the other guitar, the main guitarist, and Michele, the drummer that joined us in 2016. So he's recently joined us as the drummer of the band Stealth.
Super cool. So obviously we're all living in a pandemic, and that has changed the music world. So what are you guys been doing, you know, while under quarantine and everything? Because Italy was hit pretty hard, especially last year with the pandemic, correct?
Absolutely. We had this pandemic from 1 year, basically, because we started last February. So it's end of February of 2020. So it's 1 year. And we kept recording some new stuff, and we are now mixing a couple of songs that maybe will be released this spring, so in a couple of months. And meantime, we basically we realized that it was time to release another live album, and we listened to our material that we recorded live during last year's, in particular between 2015 and 2017, and we chose 10 songs from that live material that we recorded during those years, and we released our second live album last 31st of December, and it's a really cool album that is called Life for Your Faith.
Awesome. So obviously the pandemic, you know, before the pandemic, were you guys doing a lot of live shows? Were you able to play live? Yes. A lot?
Yes.
So were you doing just like small venues? Were you doing like big music festivals? What kind of places were you playing?
Yeah. Both of them, because we played some festivals, particularly I remember the Renaissance Festival in London, where we played in April 2017, and some other local festival around Europe, and a lot of venue. I remember some good venues in Slovenia, particularly the Dvorana Gustav Pekarna, that is very cool venue in based in Maribor, Slovenia, and Rock Bar King based in Đakovo, Croatia, and some other local venues that we played during our latest tour, Fight for Your Tour, that we played between 2014 and 2017, where we introduced basically our latest original album, Fight for Your Faith, released in 2014.
Awesome. Well, let's kick COVID's ass so you can get back to playing, you know?
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah. And we miss playing live, and
I'm sure
really I miss the atmosphere that that you can breathe on the stage.
Yeah. So obviously it sounds like you guys have been around for a while. What brought you guys together in the beginning? Kind of, you know, how did the band form when you guys started?
Yeah, basically we formed in, as I told you, in 1997, so at the end of the 90s. Me and Daniele, the bass player, we formed the band. And then some months later, Lorenzo, the guitarist, joined us. And then we changed. Basically, we started playing some Metallica covers at the beginning. And in 1998, we released our first EP, first demo, called Mind is Blind. And think that at that time, we used our name was not Stealth, but was Metal Militia, because, you know, I told you we were playing some Metallica covers, and we released our first EP, our first demo in 1998, and then a second demo in 2000 called Existence, and then we changed the name of the band into Stealth, released our first full late CD in 2001. And then, you know, we released a lot of stuff, a lot of CD, until our latest release in 2020. That was our live album, Live for Your Faith. And we changed a lot of drum. Basically, we changed four drummers before our actual drummer, Michele. That's in poor words. The history of this band.
Okay, cool. Thank you for sharing that. Much appreciated. So
thank you.
So, okay, shameless plug time. Where's a good place for people to go to find out more about the band? What social networking, what websites are you guys on? Where can people go?
Yes, I tell you, the first that I want to share with you guys is our official website, that is www.stealthattack.it. That is our official website. Then you can find us on Facebook at stealthattack.it, and on Twitter as well at stealthband1997, and on Instagram at stealthband1997.
Very good. Yes. So support the band. Check them out on social media. Do you guys have, do you have like merch and like physical CDs or anything people can buy?
Yes, absolutely. We have our online shop on the official website. And you also can buy some of our merch on Metal Coffee PR official merch online store. Okay, so... do you know, I know that you know Wes, that is doing a really great job for our band.
That's very cool. Yeah, big shout out to Wes.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I've known Wes for at least 10 years, if at least. I've been doing this for around 15 years, and I've known Wes for pretty much the whole time he's been doing it as well, whether it was back when he had a podcast, you know, his metal sound check or the Metal Moose. So yeah, Wes is a great guy, good friends with him. So yeah, I love to support any bands that he's working with, because I know that if he sends me a band, it's going to be good. So
it's he's absolutely a lovely guy, and he's absolutely supporting the underground scene everywhere in the world.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would thank him again, because he's a special man.
Yep. So yeah, it's great that you guys were able to connect with him. So tell me a little bit about the process when you know, I guess, because you recently had an album come out, correct? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. Do you mean the live album or the...
Whichever one is the most recent that you want to plug, for sure.
Yeah, basically we had more than 7 hours of music recorded live during our latest tour. I told you between 2015 and 2017. And basically we listened to more than 7 hours of music, and we chose the best 10 songs that we realized were cool for this release, and think that Life for Your Faith is the is a part of a trilogy concept album, and together with the original album released in 2014 and the remix album released in 2018, is a trilogy with the same cover artwork, same tracklist, and same concept for all the three albums. So basically, we chose the same 10 songs that were included in the original album, also for this live album, and nothing. We just proceeded with the mixing, engineering, and mastering in our by our London-based label NMTCG that I would thank. I thank Ice that's the Ice Cura, that's the owner of the label, and he really did an excellent job of engineering, of mixing and mastering. Nothing, we just released these 10 songs with his live album.
Awesome. So aside from the live album, so like, you know, when you guys decide to write a new album and go through that process, what's that look like for you guys? Is there someone that kind of does all the writing in the band? Do you guys split that up? How do you guys work that?
Do you mean the work that we do during our songwriting?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Yeah. I tell you, usually I come from, basically, I write some ideas, I write some riff, and then the other members joined that riff, and they add some parts, and they add some guitar parts or bass parts, and then we basically do the structure of the song. But it's not always like this, because, for example, for the song that we are releasing next spring, it's been our guitarist Lorenzo that he wrote basically the song from the beginning, and me and Daniele, the bassist, we added some part, and so there is not a precise songwriting mood method for the band. We do what we feel, basically. That's, I think, is the most important for the music, actually.
Yeah, cool. And then, so when you guys move to the recording phase, do you guys have like your own studio? Do you go to a studio? How do you guys do that?
Yeah, we have our own studio here in the Marco region. We are based in the east part of Italy. But when we mix, when we are mixing and we are mastering, basically we move to London, and it's our label that NMTCG that is in charge to do this. Dirty job, because you know, yeah, when you have to mix is not so easy, and you have to lose time, and it's not so easy, and so I understand when a producer is doing this, because it's really a difficult job.
Yeah, right. No doubt.
Absolutely.
So okay, so here's a question for you. So, you know, if you think back to growing up and, you know, back to when you started listening to music and really got into metal, what kind of influences did you have that kind of pushed you in this direction? I mean, did you have a family member that was into music that kind of helped get you into it, or was it just something you just kind of picked up on your own?
Okay, I tell you one thing that I think I have never told anyone. My grandfather is not alive anymore. Was playing the hardy-gardy. So my grandfather. So I had, yes, answering your question. Yes, I had a musician in my family, and yes, at that time, At the end of the 90s, he pushed me to play an instrument. And about the influences, I started listening metal at the age of 14, I think, 13, 14. And I started with Metallica, of course, and Iron Maiden, and Slayer, Megadeth, and Pantera, and more or less these are the, yes, of course, man, these are the bands that that pushed me to play an instrument. And as I told you before, we started as a cover band, a Metallica cover band, and so think that at the time was not so usual to find here around in our region a band playing Metallica cover. So we were, at the time, we were original, and we started, I remember the first gig that we played at the age, I was basically, I was 17, I think, 16, 17. And we played this gig in a beer fest not so far from here, and was absolutely amazing. We played three Metallica cover songs. Yeah, you know, it was special at the time, because playing some metal stuff in a province, in a local scene, an Italian local scene at the time, was really amazing and special.
Yeah, very cool, very cool. So I do want to go back to one thing you mentioned. So yeah, you mentioned your grandfather pushed you to play an instrument. Yes. What instrument did you first play?
First, I started playing the guitar at the age of 16. And then I moved to the vocals at the age of 17, 18.
Okay, cool.
But basically, I play the guitar, actually. And I am a vocalist, actually, so. These are the main two instruments that I actually play, and I took some lessons, some guitar lessons at the age of 17 until 18, 19, and also I took some vocal lessons too, and nothing. I like to play, basically, I like to play also some folk instruments, like the didgeridoo, the Australian didgeridoo, and so sometimes I used to play some other instruments too.
Awesome. Yeah, and the reason my son he's a really good trumpet player, and he's actually going to college as a music education dual performance major playing the trumpet. So I was just curious, because I think it's always really neat to see, you know, when someone, you know, when they're 16, 17, how they kind of start out and what instruments they play and what the influence is. So thank you for sharing that. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Awesome. And the perfect age to start with an instrument, to start playing, to start learning an instrument, I think. This is my opinion.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And then I just want to also mention, you know, you mentioned Metallica, Megadeth, Pantera kind of being those initial influences. Those are all like my initial influences getting into music. Megadeth is like my favorite band of all time. So
absolutely, man. I attend a lot of shows in a lot of gig of Metallica, Megadeth, Slayer, and in London, and but also here in Italy. And I remember a special Big Four concert here in Italy in Milan. It was, I think, 2010, and It was absolutely with Anthrax too, Megadeth, Slayer, and Metallica. It was really amazing. That I remember well that that year and that Big Four gig.
Yeah, awesome, awesome. So let's go back to like talking about when you know when you could play live shows. Is there like a particular live show you've done that kind of stands out as like the, oh my God, that was like the best show ever?
Yes. Yes and not. Yes. I remember a couple of shows that really I have in my mind now. One is when we played in Kyiv, Ukraine. And it was in a small venue, small club. It was October 2010, and it was really amazing, man. We played 1 hour and a half in front of a lot of people, and was the end of October, so it was the Halloween night. I think it was 31st of October. And it was really amazing, man. And also, I remember another gig that we played in Latvia. It was 2006 or 2007. The venue is called Fontaine Palace. And think that we played in that venue before Machine Head and before Soulfly.
Oh, fun.
But not that night. Eh? I mean, they played.
Yeah, but still, yeah.
Some year later. Yeah, because the, at that time the venue was not popular, so we played. We were the band that came from abroad, from Italy, and we played together with another local band, really amazing. I don't remember the name. Sorry, and 3-4 years after, Machine Head hit at the stage of the venue, and also some years later, Soulfly. So, think that
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, imagine that. What kind of venue is it?
Yeah, cool. So okay, so I guess let's kind of fast track back to now. So what are you guys doing as a band? What are you working on now? I guess kind of what's the future looking like for this year?
Yeah, as I told you before, we are mixing our new single. It will be released this spring, so I think in April, May. We are mixing with our known producer Simone Ciccone, that is the producer of our latest album, original album Fight for Your Faith, and we are basically, this single will be there will be two songs, and also we are working on some other songs that we are now deciding about the structure and the sound and some riff of the song. We are doing basically we are at the beginning of about this song, but we are going to release them at the end of this year, I think. But about the single, we are going to release it in during this spring. So get ready, because it will be an awesome release as usual.
Awesome! Yeah, I mean, and I look forward to it. As I was telling you, before we started recording. I was jamming out to your music in my car today, and I had my buddy in the car, and he's like, wow, these guys are really good. I'm like, I know they are. They're badass. And then I was like, and they're from Italy. So double extra awesome, you know? I was basically I was telling him about how we were going to be talking today. So I was like, here, you need to check out their music. So I think I gained you a new fan.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, okay, let's remind people where they can find out more about Stealth. What websites, what social networks, where's the best place to go to find out everything about you guys?
Yes. Our official website, that is www.celtatech.it. Official Facebook page, that is at celtatech.it. Official Twitter page, that is at celtband1997. And official Instagram, that is at celtband1997.
Ah, awesome. Okay, is there anything else? Is there anything you want to make sure the listeners know about you guys that we haven't talked about? Anything I missed?
You missed, I think, anything, but I would thank you and all the listeners, because we are very very glad to join this transmission and this opportunity you gave us to share with you and your listeners our music. And we hope for the best. We hope that this pandemic will find an end soon.
Yes.
Because we really need to back to the stage and to spread out our power and our energy that we have with our live, live mood, live, you know,
yep.
Because we absolutely need it.
Yeah, I think the first couple of shows I can go to, I think I'm going to avoid the mosh pits because I feel like they'll be extra aggressive.
Oh, absolutely, man.
You know,
I can't wait to attend another gig. Because here in Italy now is all the venues are closed and there is no live gig from I think what 1 year or maybe more. So I need it. I need the stage. I need to attend another gig. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Play and attend.
Yeah, I definitely need it too. There's something about the metal community. I mean, you can go to a show by yourself and leave with a whole bunch of brand new friends because, you know, obviously not everybody's that way, but for the majority, I mean, you can just go and, you know, people are so inviting and, you know, they're like, hey, you know, let's have a beer together and, you know, let's go listen to this band. I mean,
let me say.
Yeah.
Two words. It's a social entertainment.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. Like, I think that metal in particular just seems to have something different that others don't. I think the camaraderie that people seem to have with it is just something special, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. You are absolutely right. And, that is what we all are missing.
Yes, agreed. So that's why I'm so happy and appreciate you taking time to talk because, you know, I get to talk to an awesome band and I get to help spread the word and share you guys out there. And just so
you
know, and then the listeners listening, in the notes to this will be links and are links to, you know, pretty much all of your stuff. I'm going to have your social media, your website, all that stuff. So people will be able to just click on links from this podcast and go right to your stuff.
And we will share it, of course.
Absolutely. So, okay. Well, thank you so much for taking time to talk. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And big hugs and horns up.
Yeah, exactly. And make sure you tell the rest of the band I said hello. And you know, we'll be doing our part to share and spread the word about your music. Okay.
Absolutely, I will do.
Okay. Have a good one. Take care.